Hi, Megan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited for tonight.
Yes, me too. You guys, this is my friend Megan. She's another Bachelor Nation fan, fanatic, whatever you want to call us. We don't miss the show.
No, never.
Yeah, so we wanted to kind of talk real quick, and I know you guys have been loving the Bachelorette recaps I've been posting, so I thought it might be fun to have on someone that also has a lot of opinions and knows everyone in the franchise and can do a little, like, fun segment to kind of wrap up what we thought. We're going to talk about Rachel's season, how it ended, and then we're going to do a couple, like, a fun little game with some questions, and then we're going to talk about what we think we can expect on Bachelor in Paradise. So why don't we jump right into it? You tell me first, what did you think about the end of Rachel's season? What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I am not a crier. I don't cry at commercials. I don't cry at, like, movies. Like, but can I tell you, I cried when her and Peter broke up. Like, I just did. Like, it was such an emotional episode, I felt like.
Yeah, it was super, like, depressing.
I don't think I'd ever seen a Bachelor episode that was so emotional.
Such an emotional breakup.
Yeah. So, but I think that, like, there was a lot that we don't know about their breakup. Like, they only showed us what they wanted us to see.
I agree.
So, I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to say, like, she should have ended up with Peter, or she made a mistake, or, because it's, like, I think there's just so much that we didn't see from them.
Yeah, and I heard she said somewhere that, like, it wasn't really just about the ring. Like, there was some other issues with them, which, I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but, I mean,
well,
that kind of,
like,
makes sense.
He didn't say that wasn't true. Like, he didn't say, like, well, that's not true. Like,
true.
You know, he kind of agreed with that. So I feel like there were probably other issues, but, like, I guess whatever they made for TV or whatever, that was the issue. But I think from the beginning, I mean, look, she gave her first impression rose to Brian. Through the whole season, like, he just seemed like the front runner. Like, it was kind of like with JoJo and Jordan.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It's like he could do no wrong.
Yeah, they, like, threw in the little thing about, like, oh, no, is his mom going to ruin it all? And then it's like, no, she's not.
Right.
And that was about it.
Exactly. But, I mean, I don't know. We'll see if it lasts. They seem, everything that I've seen, I follow her on Instagram.
Right.
And, like, she's had some, like, little live stories and stuff. And, like, they seem really happy together. They do seem like a good couple.
Yeah, they
so.
Do.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it goes. I'm really curious. Like, I feel like this is one of the endings where I'm actually super curious to see how long they last. Like, other people, I don't really care that much. Like, Ben and Lauren, like JoJo and Jordan, like, this is one where I'm, like, super curious because I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
and
I'm
think,
just so confused.
And I wonder, like, when I was watching the finale, I was thinking, like, because we're from Miami and, like, we totally know, like, the type of guy that this guy is, like, did we have a different take on him throughout the whole season than other people did? Like, watching the whole season, I'm like, ugh. Chiropractor from Miami, party boy, 37 and still single. Like, I know this guy.
You know? Like, that's, like, basically if you just get a group of, like, 100 people here, that's, like, half of the guys.
Yeah. And so I was like, no
like,
wonder.
Like, 37 is, like, too young to settle down in Miami for guys.
And I'm like, he just wants to be on TV. He was on a show before. Like, but then, like, you kind of feel like they really do have a connection. So I just don't know.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. And I was like that the whole time. I was super, like, you probably could tell in my recaps, like, I was not about Brian, like, kind of hating on him. And then, to be honest, I think the editing got me because I could feel it happening. And as I was watching this last episode, I was like, oh, no, like, I kind of, like, not that I like him, but, like, I kind of am,
no,
like,
I did the
cool
same thing.
With him. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I did
crap,
the same
like,
thing.
I thought I hated him. Like, why don't I hate him anymore? But
right.
Yeah, I just think that, like, we'll see because I don't know. But
and it's like, I don't know if I'm being manipulated by, like, ABC or
right, yeah. Like, yeah, I just, yeah, that's the thing. Like, how it ended, I actually probably like him now more than I did the whole season.
Right.
But I don't know.
Is it
like,
real?
Yeah, that's the thing. But now I think how it ended, like the whole time I was like, is he like a scam? Is he a scam? Like, I don't believe him. But now I think I'm like, are they a scam? Like, I don't believe
them.
I'm like, I don't think he's at, I don't know, because the way it ended, we can talk about this. So like, to be honest, my opinion of him went up, but actually my opinion of Rachel kind of went down. And like, granted, I don't really know her, but I was watching the finale with my boyfriend's sister, who's like really into this too, and we both felt the same way. We're like,
right.
I'm not sure how I feel about Rachel. Like, this attitude is like not really, I'm not feeling it really. Like, it's not a good look.
Yeah. And I don't know if some of that, see, for me, I took it as there's still feelings for Peter there.
Exactly. That's how I took it, too. And, like, it was just strange because the way I can explain it is, like, so, yeah, definitely the attitude with Peter where she's like, oh, I'm living my best life. And she basically, like, in other words, said, like, you shouldn't be the next Bachelor. Like, she's like, well, this process is just not for you. And, like, it would never work for you.
Right.
Like,
and I think she like, shouldn't have said that, but I do agree with her.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but it's just, like, what, like, it was kind of like revenge-y vibe.
Right.
And
right, it was the way she said it. Like, if she had said, like,
like, no one asked her.
Right, but if it was, like, you know, based on the issues we had or whatever, like, I don't know. Like, I want you to find love, but I don't know if this is how you should do it. Like, but she said it in a way that was, like, petty Betty.
Exactly, yeah. And yeah. I've heard, I don't think I actually saw where she said this. I forget where I heard it, but I've heard that she said, well, you saw when they asked who they would think should be the next Bachelor, and they both said Alex, who, if you guys don't remember, is that, like, what is he, like, Russian, or he's from, like...
Yeah, which, that makes no sense.
He was, like, top 10, or, like, he didn't really have much airtime, and
right.
I've heard that she said she doesn't want any of her top four to be the Bachelor, so meaning Peter, Dean, and Eric, and, like...
Well, that's selfish.
Yeah, like, the best way I can explain it is, like, and you could think about this, too, is, like, if you think about your last four ex-boyfriends, like, if any one of them were like, oh, I'm going to be, like, on this dating show, like, I would probably be like, oh, cool, like, I hope it works, or, like, oh, have fun. Like, the fact that, like, if you're like, no, like, I don't want that.
Right.
Like, you obviously care about, like, them.
Either that or you're just so, like, I don't know, maybe an insecurity or something that it's, like, you don't want to watch, like, you don't want to watch them with other women. And it's, like, I don't know, that's weird, because it's, like, you should be happy with where you're at right now, like,
well, I think that's what it boils down to, is, like, if you say you're so obsessed with Brian and you're so happy, then why, like, if I was, especially, you know, the honeymoon phase in a relationship, like, if you're in that phase, like, I could give a fuck what any of my ex-boyfriends are doing, you know what I mean? Like, this is, like, the one time you should actually care the least about what they're doing, because you, like, you're just engaged, like, I just, that, the fact that she's acting like that towards the other guys is, like, what makes me confused if she, like, really wound up with the one she, like, wanted to.
I agree. And they also, what I found interesting was when they were talking about where they're going to relocate, they were saying, oh, Dallas, Miami. And then, like, one of them said, like, maybe L.A. And I'm like, oh, you're that couple. Like,
that wants to, like, get famous.
Yeah, it's like, the only reason you moved to L.A. is because you want to keep the, like, TV train going, you know? And it's like,
exactly.
Oh, So that made me, like, disappointed in her because
yeah.
I didn't think that she was, like, I had a feeling she was like that. I didn't know that she was like that.
Yeah, that's kind of why, that's like I said, like, my feelings of him is, like, whatever. Like, he is who he is. Like, nothing can really disappoint me in him because I didn't really think that highly of him from the get-go. But, yeah, I really am, like, disappointed in Rachel. Like, I thought she was classier than the way she acted, and
I thought she was genuine. Like, you know when they always say, like, I'm not here for TV or whatever, like, it was the first time that I felt like she was there for TV.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, like, honestly, she's a very smart girl, and she's a lawyer, so I get, and, like, I'm like that, too, in my personal life. You know, I'm pretty prideful, and, like, I'm very independent, so, you know, sometimes even, like, if I'm flirting with a guy, like, sometimes I flirt in, like, a kind of, like, bantery way, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not just, like, a doormat and, like, cheese ball. Like, I more like to be, like, kind of, you know, edgy and whatever. So I get why she was, like, always, like, sticking up for herself, but I almost feel like it got too far. Like, she was trying so hard to, like, act like the badass and, like, hard, independent woman that it almost, like, at the end came off very, like immature, like, when she was mm-hmm. doing it to Peter. Like, okay, we get it. You're independent and you're happy. Like, you don't need to, like, keep saying it and, like, rub it in people's face.
Right.
Like, that's too much.
Right.
I mean, also, it was weird she said I love you to all four of the guys. Like, that never happens. At least we don't see it happen.
That's true.
Like, she said it to Dean. She said it to Eric. She said it to Peter when she was breaking up with him. Like, and now she claims
that,
like...
Well, and that one wasn't just, like, I'm falling. That was, like, I love you. Like, that
yeah.
was... Yeah.
And I feel like it was, like, please propose, like, I'm begging you, I love you. And now she's, like, claiming, like, she, like, had no intention. Like, she was, like, going to break up with him regardless. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I mean,
usually when I'm breaking up with someone, I don't tell them I love them if I, like,
right.
actually don't want to be with them.
Part of me thinks maybe because, only because, like I said, like, it seemed like Brian could do no wrong, like, the whole season.
Yeah.
But I think it would have made it definitely, like, harder for her. So, I don't know. I mean, I actually liked Eric. I thought Eric, like, I felt bad for him at the end because I didn't like him through the season. I thought he was, like, I was like, why is he here? You know, like, I didn't think that he was, like, a good fit for her. I thought he was, like, I don't know, like, kind of, like, young and a little bit immature. But, like, as I got to see more of him, I started to feel differently. I feel like he grew up a lot in the process, and I really liked him at the end. Like, I was like, I feel like this guy is, like, a good candidate for The Bachelor.
I couldn't agree more. I love Eric. Like, I think he would be a really fun Bachelor. Like, I think everyone likes Peter and blah, 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 but I think Eric is just, like, more entertaining, it seems like. Like, Peter was
yeah.
always kind of boring. Like, I get maybe
yeah.
he's handsome and whatever, but, like, can he carry, like, a whole show?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I feel like
Peter at the beginning, and then I feel like once it got towards about halfway, I was like, ooh, yeah, I don't know if I'm feeling Peter anymore.
Yeah, like, he didn't really, like, advance at all. Like, he was, like, on the same level the whole time. Like,
right.
you said, Eric really, like, blossomed and, like,
I also
grew
thought
up.
That his hometown where, like, he took her to, like, meet, like,
oh
other interracial couples.
Yeah, that was so awkward.
Like, super awkward.
Yeah.
He was pointing out the fact that she's black. It's like, look at my black girlfriend. Like, it was just, it was...
Yeah, we were, like, joking, like, he, like, paid those people outside to, like, come. It's like, okay, cool if you have, like, a big group and, like, some are, like, different races, whatever, but, like, you're literally telling us that, like, all of your best friends are in interracial relationships. Like, sorry, that's, like, not statistically possible. Like,
right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, anyway, let's change and go to our Rapid 10. I feel like the thing, we'll just... And on, we'll see what happens with Rachel, and it should be interesting because I'm just, like,
yeah.
a giant question mark, and I don't know how I feel, and I'm kind of over it and ready to move on. Okay, so, Megan, we both wrote down, like, 10 questions to ask each other, kind of, like, rapid-fire, like, quick-answer questions. So I'm going to ask first, Megan, who is your favorite Bachelor?
Oh, my God, that was my first question, too. My favorite so far has been Sean.
Oh, I love Sean.
And actually,
okay.
Sean was kind of when I picked up watching again. So.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Me, too, because I used to watch in high school, like, with my
mm-hmm.
dad, and then that was, like, the beginning, like, Trista. And then I don't
right,
even know, like, what happened. And then that, same with me. I picked up back on Sean.
Yeah, and he's been my favorite since.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say mine would be Sean or Mate. Well, yeah, I would say Sean. I do like Ben H, like, as a guy, but
too.
I think his season was a little bland.
Yeah, I agree. I did like Ben H, but, like, I think Sean was still just such a good bachelor. Like, so genuine, like, really just, like, in it for, like,
yeah,
the right
like, before
reason.
The social media.
Exactly. Okay, so mine was, who's your favorite bachelorette?
Oh, that's what I had next to. Okay. my favorite bachelorette was definitely Caitlin. I think she's so funny. And, like, if you guys are on Snapchat and you're looking for someone really funny, her and Sean Booth, her fiance, you should follow both of them because they do, like, they're very creative and witty. And they do one thing where they, like, face swap, and they have these, like, characters called Rick and Donna. And they're really funny. And then they also do, like, they kind of make their own, like, music videos sometimes. But I don't know. They're just hilarious. You should definitely follow them on Snapchat.
Oh, that's funny. I don't follow them.
yeah, you should.
Mine's JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo's,
I thought,
like,
she was a really good bachelorette.
A bombshell.
Yeah. And I think she was just, like, I felt like she was genuine.
Yeah,
and, like,
I think she was.
Yeah.
Okay, a little side note. Like, I randomly heard that, I don't know if this is true, and, like, I don't even know where I heard it. Like, I don't know the source, but someone said that, like, her and Jordan, like, knew each other before, and they, like, planned the whole thing. Like, okay, like, yeah, come on the show, and, like, I'll pick you, and then we'll be, like, rich. And, like, I think part of it was that, like, they don't even really like each other, but I don't know. I kind of find that hard to believe, but, like, nothing surprises me these days.
Interesting.
I mean, like, she did obviously have it out for him, but, like, I mean, to be honest, he was probably, like, one of the hottest ones there, so.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Right.
But, okay, my third question for you is, who do you think is the hottest guy in the franchise, like, out of any guy you've ever seen on one of their shows? Who's your fave?
Oh, man. That's such a hard question. I mean, I feel like it changes from, like, season to season. Like, I'll see one and I'm like, no, I think he's... So, like, recently, it's actually, I feel like, Dean.
Because
I think Dean is super good looking, like, those
I
eyes.
I can get on that train, yeah.
But ultimately, I think the guy who I thought was, like, dream guy, like, I think is, like, just so cute and, like, so well-rounded and such a nice guy would be Ben H. Like, I had, like, a big, like, oh, my God, like, he's, like, I was really excited when they were making him The Bachelor.
Yeah, especially.
And I know, I think I know who yours is.
You do?
Yeah.
I feel like I know who mine is, but, like, I feel like he, like, is a ghost, the best. Well, actually, he's on Paradise. Does that help you?
Benzie.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's funny, they're both Benz. Yeah, I feel like no one even remembers Ben Z, but I just think he's so hot. Maybe because I follow him on Instagram, I, like, keep up with him, but...
Yeah, no,
he's
so
definitely
cute.
My fave.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he gets, like... I'm just confused, like, how he's on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, I feel like he was on Caitlyn's season, so that was, what, like, probably, like, 2 or 3 years ago? Like, how did they just, like, pluck him out of the blue?
I think... You know what? I think there's a lot that happens. Like, I think there's little, like... events and mixers and things that they get invited to and like Bachelor Nation stuff. And I think the ones who like stay actively participating in that, like I feel like they keep pulling from that pool.
That makes sense. I mean, he's somewhere in California, so like,
yeah,
he can probably hit those LA events and whatever.
Right.
But I hope he's entertaining in Paradise because I just love him. And I feel like, granted, I don't know the guy, but I'm just like, oh, he, like, deserves a good, like, I want to see him find a girl and, like, be happy. Because I feel like all he ever posts is, like, fitness shit and his dog. And I'm like, hello, are you getting any action? Come on.
Right.
Maybe he's just very private, but.
Okay. So, mine was, who do you want to be the next Bachelor?
Ooh.
You kind of answered that, but.
Yeah, I want it to be Eric or Dean, but I want Eric more just because I think he's a little more, like, he's, like, a little more in the right time. I think Dean might be still a little young, and apparently he has, like, some scandals in Paradise, but...
Yes.
Yeah, I think Eric would be great.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, number 4. Who was your favorite guy on Rachel's season, which you kind of said, I think?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it ended up being Eric, I think.
But you're going to say Dean.
Well, yeah, I mean, I liked Dean a lot. I really did. But I think Dean has a lot of issues.
Yeah, I guess Dean's maybe the hottest, and Eric's, like, the best, like,
package. Yeah, I think Eric ended up being the one who had, like, I think the most appeal in the end for, like, wow, what a good guy. Like, I hope he finds somebody, you know? Like,
yeah.
Dean did, too, but for Dean, I was like, oh, honey, like, get it together. Like,
Dean's like he has it together,
like, on his own, but it's, like, there's so many unresolved family issues that I think if you're really looking to get serious with somebody, you should work those out.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame him, but, yeah, it's definitely, like, you need to handle yourself before you're going to, like, get another person involved.
Yeah, at least for something, like, serious, like, you know, or get somebody who maybe has, like, a really great family on their side and is willing to take you in or whatever and, like, you know, then you just become a part of their family. But, like, I think there's still just, like, unresolved issues. So.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that would be hard, like, losing your mom, like, when you're a teenager. Like, I get
it. Yeah. It's just strange, though, that, like, I mean, granted, it was on TV and whatever, but I thought it was a little weird how whenever they would ask him, like, oh, like, so you haven't, like, reached out in, like, 2 years? And he'd be like, no, they haven't either. I mean, granted, like you said, I've never been in that position, so I don't know how I would handle it, but he does seem like maybe the way that situation is still, like, a little immature. Like, it's kind of like, well, it's like nobody's making a move, so there's just no improvement, but, like, at some point, like, you have to, like, be the bigger man if you want there to be an improvement.
Right. Okay, so my number four was, which show on Bachelor Nation is your favorite, Bachelor, Bachelorette, or Bachelor in Paradise?
That's a good question. I feel like everyone has an answer, and I really don't know. Like, Well, obviously, Bachelor, like, I think when you have a bunch of girls, it's better drama.
Yeah.
I like Paradise, though, because it's, like, funnier. Like, they like, throw comedy into it.
Right.
And it's not...
Yeah, like, one of my favorite
things...
about when they do, like, the after the final rose or whatever, is the bloopers. Like, I love the funny
part. You're right. Yeah, and I like how it goes back and forth. Like, it's like the guys have the power 1 week, and then the girls have it next week. It's not just all, like, the girls, like, oh, my God, I hope he loves me today. Like,
right.
So, yeah, maybe Paradise. I don't know. Ask me after this season. We'll see.
I think Paradise is the most entertaining for me. I would say The Bachelor is probably the one that, I don't know, maybe because it's, like, the original, it holds a spot.
Yeah, well, and I also like that Paradise is on 2 nights a week, so that, like, my obsession is, like, fed more.
Yes.
Okay, my next three questions, maybe I'll ask you them, like, right in a row, because they're all, like, two people. Actually, there's four of them. It's this person or this person. Like, whose team are you on?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so the first one is Amanda or Josh?
Amanda.
Okay. I figured, like, that's an easy answer, but I don't know. Some people are think Josh.
I hate Josh.
Yeah, you read Andy's book, too, so. Okay, Corinne or DeMario?
DeMario.
Okay, well, this next one is going to be hard for you. Dean or Eric?
Ooh. Like, to date?
Yeah, sure.
Then Dean.
Okay, and then Ben H. or Sean Lowe?
My gosh, it's so hard. I'm going to say Ben, because I love Ben.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't have a boyfriend, I would totally try to slide into Ben's DM.
Yeah, he's pretty hot, I'm not going to lie. Oh, my God, actually, and he posted this picture on Instagram, I think it was, of, like, so, you know, he does, like, a bunch of volunteer work with, like, some countries down, like, well, he's religious, so it's probably, like,
he's adorable. Churches. Right.
Yeah, so he's, like, down in, like, Ecuador, or, like, some country in South America, and he had this picture of him doing whatever, and he had that new haircut that's kind of like the sides are more faded than the top, and it was like a mm-hmm. side view, and I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
Then post-breakup, hot hair, new like haircut, and I'm like,
it.
He just got like 10 times hotter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you do a few since I,
okay.
now that I asked you all those, I have like two.
So I think you kind of asked me this one. Who was your favorite from Rachel's season?
Okay, to be honest, I think I would say my favorite that, like, I wanted to see more of and, like, wanted to go further was Will. Like, I liked him.
Yeah, I did too.
And, like, I feel like if he got to the end, like, I potentially might have liked him more than, like, Dean or Eric. I just don't know because he like, randomly got booted, which is
right.
weird to me.
Yeah, Will, I think, was pretty high up there for me initially. Like, I thought he was going to go further, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think is, like, an older cast member who deserves love the most, like, that they should bring back to find love?
Hmm. Well, I would have said Benji, but he's back. Huh. You know what? Actually, okay, I'll say this. Do you remember Olivia, who was, like, on Ben's season, who's kind of the villain?
Yes.
So she has, like, a podcast now that I've been listening to, and, like, she's also guested on a few people's podcasts, and I really like her. Like, I remember on the season they kind of made her out to be, like, weird and, like, sort of, like, snobby, but she talks a lot. Like, I've heard her talk a lot about it and, like, how it was, like, a lot of editing, and she was, like, actually super insecure and blah, 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 and, like, I think she definitely deserves, like, a new angle, like a redemption.
Yeah.
Because she kind of got like
Nick
she was saying she couldn't get jobs afterwards. Like, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a risk that you take when you go on the show.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
For sure. Well, and now she has a podcast, so like, we won't feel too sorry for her. But.
Right. Mine is Sarah Heron.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Yeah.
I think she like has a man.
Oh, yeah?
I follow her on Instagram too.
Oh, good.
And she's like, because
I wanted her to find love
guy.
On Paradise.
And he's kind of hot. Like, he's
oh,
like
good.
A photographer or something.
Oh, good. Because I know, like, on Paradise, she was like with Daniel, and I was like, no.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
Wait, but also, I heard Daniel's back.
Yeah.
Which is like,
but
oh
then he's
God,
also going to be on Millionaire Matchmaker, so I don't know how the filming went on that, but
oh my God, I just realized who I totally should have said as my answer that needs more love is Chad, but like everyone will hate me, so let's just avoid that. We'll just avoid that subject anyway.
Okay, and what has been like some of the best or like one of the best dates you've seen on the show?
You know, I thought the thing that, I mean, it's hard to think back that far, but I think this is a thing where Rachel and Dean went in the blimp was really cool.
Yeah, that was
like,
cool.
Like, when do you get to ride in a blimp? Pretty much never. Like, I don't know if you can, like, even sign up for it as, like, a member
right.
of the public.
Right, right.
So
I thought
that
the
was
one
cool.
in Nick's season where he and Vanessa went in that, like gravity thing.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that,
yeah,
was,
that was
really
cool.
Because I looked it up after, and, like, it's really, really expensive to do on your own.
Wow.
So I was like, that's kind of, like, a cool opportunity, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Something you wouldn't normally do.
And the Backstreet Boys date was cool, like, the group
date. Oh, my
date.
God, yeah. Actually, let's throw them all out. I would have totally done that. Especially, like, I used to dance, and I was, like, VSB to the max. So that would have been amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so I have just three more, but do you want to do yours?
Yeah, I'll do one. Okay. Who's your favorite Bachelor couple?
Ooh. Sean and Catherine.
Yeah, that's true. They're like classic goals.
Yeah. Actually, that was my next question.
Well, oh,
no,
oh my
no.
God.
It wasn't who's your favorite. It was who's your dream Bachelor Nation couple. Like, who would you like to be a couple?
That's really hard. Okay, well... I feel like Amanda, like, needs a man that's not, like, a little boy, like, all the guys she's been dating. And I feel like she's so cute, and she needs, like, a completion for her little family. So I should try to think of a good guy that would, like, do that. But I wonder if she just, like, has really bad taste.
Yeah, maybe.
But I feel like it's like it would be like her and like somebody really good, like
What about that guy Matt who was on this season? And he didn't get a lot of air time,
Yeah, like he seemed like a good or like I don't think she would vibe with Kenny, but like someone like a Kenny or a Matt
right.
that's just like a good dude.
Like a good dude, yeah, exactly.
I don't know who you know who I really like too that like kind of fell off the face of the earth was that guy Markel. It was like the only black guy in like Andy's season.
I liked him on Andy's season, but then when they brought him on Paradise, they didn't like him anymore.
Oh, I forgot he was even on Paradise.
Yeah.
But what did he
do? Like a jerk.
Did something bad? Oh.
Yeah, he was just kind of a douche on Paradise. Like, I was like, what happened to the nice guy?
Oh, that's weird.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen this season on Paradise.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it brings out, like, because everyone on The Bachelor is trying to pretend they're, like, in it for love. And then when they get to Paradise, they're like, party, like, this is what I really wanted to do, like, sleep with everyone and get drunk.
Right. Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, my last question that I have for you is, who's your favorite villain?
Ooh, my favorite villain.
Quote, unquote.
I mean, I think the one that was the most fun for me to watch was Chad.
Yeah.
Like,
for
I loved watching Chad. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
So.
I love watching Chad. And
he's fun, right?
Well, it's
okay,
funny
guys.
Because, oh, real quick, like, I think I mentioned it in my last recap, but you guys kind of salty taste. I just like, Chad is, like, to me, okay, you know who he reminds me of most that I'm also, like, obsessed with is Scott Disick. I just think they're, like, super funny, and, like, that's kind of my humor. Like if you, like, take it for what it is and don't, like, they're not, like, actually, like, trying to be, like, 100%, like, a dick. Like,
right.
But anyway, Chad is famously single, and it's so funny because, like, in that house, it's, like, all, like, single people who, like, are looking for love. Like, it's, like, one of the guys from Jersey Shore and, like, some girl from Dancing with the Stars and just, like, all these random people. And Chad is, like, the saint in the house. Like, he is, like, the one that's, like, the least crazy and, like, the least, like, of, like, a fuckboy. So it's so funny because I'm like, this is, like, literally the exact opposite. And then now I'm watching him on Celebrity Big Brother, and it's, like, the same exact thing. It's, like, all these crazy, like, British people, and Chad's just, like, chilling. And I'm like,
it
kind of seems like it's more
him.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the editing.
It just goes to show you that it's, like, the editing or whoever they want them to be for the show.
Yeah, and, like, he probably learns, like, okay, like, maybe I should, like, not get wasted and, like, talk shit about people.
Yeah.
Like, he probably matured too, but anyway, did you have any more questions on your list?
I have two more. So who do you think will break up next?
Oh my God. That's a great question. Well, shit, who's even together? Okay. Well, I definitely let me go by process of elimination. Probably Nick and Vanessa, I would say.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't even know. Like, it's kind of weird to me almost because I feel like at the end of their season, everyone was like, oh, my God, like, it's revealed. She wants to be an actress. And, like, they're just this, like, Hollywood couple. And I think it's so funny because, like, we haven't seen them do anything. Like, they literally fell off the face of the earth.
Right.
So it's like, wait, I thought they were trying to be famous. And now they're, like, the least famous of anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, does that mean they're having problems and they're, like, not even together? Or are they just, like, cuddled up, like, loving each other? Like, I don't know.
I wonder if they're just, like, trying to distance themselves from Bachelor and then they're going to come back and do something.
I mean, yeah, that'd be, like, wise. If they're really in love, I get it.
Or I think if they're really serious about acting, too. Like, distance themselves from the brand a little bit.
Yeah, like, get above it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's either going to be them or Rachel and Brian, but I feel like Rachel and Brian have put on such a front about, like, we are real that, like, even if they break up, they have to, like, pretend they're not for, like, a long time or else they're going to get, like, so much backlash.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be Nick and Vanessa. Okay, and then if you could pick anyone, even outside of Bachelor Nation, to be The Bachelor, who would you pick?
Oh. Well, that's a hard question. I feel like they need someone who's, like, not trying to get, like, fame. Like, they need someone who's, like, really in it. Like, Nick was not, like, believable at all. They need someone like a Sean Lowe that's, like, wants love and is, like, a good guy and, like, actually has a job. It's not, like a social media influencer or, like, whatever, like, a consultant or, like, some, like, entrepreneur. Like, they need an actual job and to be, like, just, like, be your typical, like, when you think of who you want to date. Like, they need someone that's like that. Like, I don't want to date Nick who, like, is supposedly selling software, but he's, like, making, like, a men's grooming company for, like, the last 4 years. And then, like, I never heard about it since.
Right. Yeah, I would really like for them to pick actually outside of Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, that's, like, the big question. I hear a lot of people bring it up, and it's, like, it's kind of tough now because it could be really good, but I feel like with the ratings, like, issue, I feel like the ratings just wouldn't be as strong if it's, like, an outsider people don't know, so, or at least they think that, so they're just, like, scared to, like, break
the
pattern.
That's why I think, like, maybe they should get, like, somebody who's, like, a little bit of a celebrity.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, someone who like, still has, like, Instagram followers and they, like, they would get people to watch, but they're not.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Harrison.
Right.
Actually,
and
I want him to be The Bachelor.
I know.
But, like, I don't want to see, like, 50-year-old women fighting. Yeah. It's just, like, a mess.
Well, and I think they could even, like, bring back, like, old, a few of the, like, contestants from, like, The Bachelorette, or from The Bachelor, like, some of the other women that have been on the show before if they're really worried about, like, people not tuning in.
That's a good
point. Then bring in some new girls. And I don't know, like, I feel like I want them to break the cycle of, like, always picking from this pool of people because I think, like, you kind of said before, like, Sean Lowe was, like, one of the last Good Bachelors and it was before all this social media stuff. I feel like now with all the social media, like, you always question, like, if they're there just to, like, become internet famous.
Yeah, for sure. Especially because, like, you usually don't really know who the lead's going to be for sure when you're, like, applying. So, like, you pretty much, like, are just going on to go on. You're not necessarily, like, that's my man. I have to go get him. So, like, just think about it. Like, the odds that you actually like someone who's the lead are not that high. Like, even if they're handsome or even if they're smart, like, just, like, the odds that you feel a spark, like, I mean, you just don't find that every day. So, like, if there's 30 girls, like, probably half of them are not even really, like, into the lead. Like, if they actually think about, like, could I marry him? But, you know who I really would want to be the next Bachelor, although I've heard him say, like, too soon, is Ben H. Like, now that he's single.
Do it again.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Okay, also, like, have you seen that Lauren is, like, I think it's her ex-boyfriend. She's back with him. And she's, like, posting it all on social media, like, all these pictures with him, and, like, all on Snapchat. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. It's, like, a little disrespectful.
Yeah. I want to say even when the show was on, like, I felt like I liked Lauren, but, like, I still kind of felt like I wanted him to pick JoJo.
Yeah, I feel like Lauren didn't, like, deserve him. Like, I feel like he's so good, and Lauren was just, like, cute and whatever, but I feel like she was the one in the relationship who was more, like, in it for the, like, benefits and not for, like, true love.
Right, I agree.
But anyway, okay, so let's just real quick over what we think about Paradise. I mean, I'll let you talk first, but just kind of, like, we know a few people that are be there, and obviously we all know about, like, the scandal that went on. So what are you kind of, like, hoping to see, and what do you expect?
Well, first of all, I'm really glad that they decided to bring it back even after there was the scandal, because I think, like we said before, like, this is a fun show, you know?
Yeah.
So I heard that there is some drama already involving Dean.
Yeah, I heard that too, like a love triangle, right?
A love triangle. And I actually don't like either of the girls that I've heard are involved in it, like, with him. Like, I don't like either of them with Dean. So,
You know, I'm surprised there's not, like, I'm surprised it's only a triangle. I'm surprised it's not, like, literally, like, turned into The Bachelor and just, like, he was The Bachelor in Paradise. And, like, all the girls are like, excuse me, can I steal him? And then, like, all the other guys are like, wait, like, who wants to talk to us? And we're like, no one.
Yeah, okay, so I have here a list of the original cast returns after the investigation or whatever. I think they're going to go into that a little bit, but, like, I don't think they're going to spend too much time on that.
Right.
Okay, so it's Danielle from next season, Raven, mm-hmm. Alexis, Lacey, Christina, Taylor, and Jasmine. Lacey was on for, like, what, 3 or 4 episodes. She was kind of blonde and, like, giggly and, like,
With Nick?
With Nick. There was, like, no spark between her and Nick.
I don't remember her at all.
Yeah, she's one of those people that aren't very memorable. I heard that she does sort of make a connection with somebody on the show, but we'll see. And then Amanda from Ben's season, who was also on Bachelor in Paradise with Josh. So those are the girls. It's, like, almost all Nick's season. Like, I really thought that we were going to see more of, like, a few other girls thrown in there, but they're all from next season. Like, the guys are a little more divided up. So, Vinny's coming back from JoJo's season.
Oh, my God,
Bachelor
I like
Paradise
him.
3. I like Vinny, too. Alex from JoJo's season. Robbie from JoJo's season. Nick, the one who was, like, Saint Nick and dressed like Santa from JoJo's season. Derek from JoJo's.
The guy that looks like John Krasinski from from The Office.
Yes. And then from Rachel's season, it's Iggy, Jack Stone, Diggy, and then Matt M, Dean, and Ben Z from Caitlin's season.
Woo!
Yeah. So it's kind of a good group.
I really like the guy cast.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, so who else do you think is coming on the show after the original cast?
Well, you can see, I think, in, like, some of the, like, previews and stuff that girl Christian is going to be there. D'Lo, Sarah Vendel, I think.
Oh, yeah, I love Sarah.
Yeah, and then who else did I see in the previews?
Well, I saw the twins, which was, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, and, you know, I wonder if they're going to come on, like, Wells. Like, Wells is in the – he's, like, the bartender this year.
Right.
Like, he's not actually in the cast. And I wonder if they're going to be on for that or if they're going to be on, like, people who actually come
actually
on.
Get a date. Yeah, that's true. Maybe they'll just, like, give advice or something silly.
Yeah. Or who – I mean, I'm going to miss Ashley I and, like, Jared and that whole thing, but it did get played out. Like,
yeah, that would be cool. If Ashley I was the bartender and like, she'd be like crying for everyone, like for their situation.
I actually like her. Like,
no, so do I. I think she got like a kind of like a dramatic edit. Like, I don't think she actually cries that much. Like, in normal life.
Yeah. So yeah, it should be a good season. You know, even after all the like controversy and all that.
Yeah, and so how do we know how long it's going to be, like a month or two? Because I know it's kind of like got cut short with filming.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to come back before Dancing with the Stars, which Dancing with the Stars usually comes back like mid-September. So I'm guessing
okay,
it'll
so
go.
It has to be done by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's 2 nights a week. And then I think from what I heard, I listened to Caitlin Bristow's podcast, and Carly and Evan were on there saying that they are having their wedding, which is in Mexico, air, I think, tomorrow night, Tuesday night.
Right, because I think they filmed that, like, right in the midst of all the stuff that was happening with, like, Corinne and DeMario and the rest of the cast. And so I don't know how they're going to, like, edit that in. Like, I don't know if anybody else. You know how they, like, when they've done weddings before, like, the other people are there?
Right, because they, like, were there.
Yeah, like, with, what was that one called? Tanner and
Jade, yeah.
And Jade. And so I don't know. I don't know if they're going to have the cast there or if they did it, like, once they went home. Like, so we'll have to just see how they do it. I'm guessing they're going to try to end on, like, a good note and, like, show the drama and then, like, end with the wedding.
Yeah, have like a positive spin or make right. everyone forget.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah, and then I know when we have that, and then apparently they're supposed to do that like Bachelor Winter Games, like
yes,
in the winter. So that
yeah,
should be fun.
I like that because I always feel like, so I do watch Dancing with the Stars. So I feel like Monday nights are always my either Bachelor Nation or Dancing with the Stars, like all year round. And like there's definitely like this little gap of time between when Dancing with the Stars ends and Bachelor begins. But I'm
like, it's
like
the worst. And it's
yeah.
the holidays, so you have time off and you just like
right.
watch the show and there's like nothing happening.
I know. I'm like, where's my show? So yeah, so I'm hoping that they do Winter Games between that little break.
Yeah, that would be fun. And it would be cool because it's like not, well, I don't think they even know what it is yet, but like the fact that it's not like so centered on like finding love, like it might be like a cool new addition to their little like
yeah.
family.
Unless they make it like you have to, like you're competing for a certain
yeah.
person.
Well, it's funny because I've heard like a lot of, so if you haven't guessed by now, I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I've heard a lot of them say people that were off the show and are like not interested in coming back and finding love for like the 80th time that mm-hmm. are interested in doing Winter Games. Ashley I said she would be interested in that. People like Luke and like Chase and Robbie have said that, and Olivia said that. So I feel like it would bring back some people who are maybe like
not wanting to do the dating.
My welcome, but I could definitely like do some sport
mm-hmm.
with like the crew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like that I'm gonna have a show. Like.
Yeah, I know, and especially if like they don't space it out. It's like Bachelorette ended last week, now Bachelor in Paris, like one after the other, and then they just
mm-hmm.
left this like whole big blank like time
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, wait, like what do I do? But yeah, it should be good. I hope Bachelor in Paradise is good this season, but I guess we will find out. And maybe if it's good enough that it gives us a lot to talk about, we can do some more of these little like some recaps like this.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to have a little convo with me, and we will be chatting probably tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you.